I'm gonna ask you guys to move forward over here. Just come on, don't be shy. I'm not gonna bite you guys. I'm actually gonna give you some apples. Who likes apples? Nobody likes apples? None of you guys like apples? Someone? One person likes apples? David, could you do me a favor and cut? There's a knife. Oh, it's right here. There's a knife in there. Can you cut? And do not take the seeds away, okay? I know you like. Don't take the seeds away. It has a big meaning. So, seeds on it, please. Just cut it into a couple pieces. And I have an illustration for you guys. Amen. Thank you guys this morning. And we're still on the power of three and we're in giving. Okay, give. Now, we talked about these last couple weekends. We talked about being committed to God, giving him the praise. And now we're talking about giving. Amen. That's probably why some people didn't make it. Whenever you hear that word giving, you're like, ah. But listen, God is going to bless you this morning. He wants to change the way you've thought about giving. Amen. And he revealed to me something that is so amazing. And I guarantee you that you haven't heard this from another pastor. Maybe you have. I don't know. But I don't believe you have. This revelation that he gave me is pretty amazing, and it makes a lot of sense for what he says. And if you haven't listened to the other messages, just go to our website. You can download them MP3, and it's all about the power of three. And it'll start to make sense. And this is a challenge for your life, because God, at the end of this challenge, God is going to bless you. There is a harvest, okay? God is producing a harvest in your life. Now, a harvest, that means a lot of produce, a lot of vegetation, a lot of things, right? Not just one little blessing, not just, you know, two little blessings. No. It's a harvest. It's a multitude of blessings. It's a big harvest that he wants to do in our people. I truly believe that. I've been talking to some people, and I've been asking them and urging them to come, because God really wants to change. Now, we're talking about giving this morning, and I'm going to tell you something. You've seen the gurus on TV and those people that say that they'll make you a millionaire and all these things and all those things. Now, some of those things, if you listen to them, they will work, okay? Understand, they've made money because of some reason, okay? And some of them are big scams, okay? But one thing that the biggest, richest people in the world, okay, the biggest corporations in the world, you see all these big restaurants, these big chains, these big rich people, right? They all do one certain thing, one key point, is they give. They give back. They give back to the community, doing great things for the community, or they give back to a charity, right? Or they give back to people. If you see the biggest successful stories, they have one key in common, is they give. They give back. Now, this is the thing that they'll tell each other. They're like, we don't know why, we don't know how, we don't understand it, but you must give. There's something about giving that blesses your heart and also produces more. They don't understand it. I've heard a lot of the richest people, I've heard a lot of the richest gurus and a lot of the biggest businesses don't understand it, but they all go back to one key point and they tell you to give. Now, I'm going to teach you why it is. Now, this is a key point, and this is why God does the things that he does. Okay, his word is the truth. Some of the things is written in the laws. Some of the things are laws. Like, and it has no favoritism to whoever it is. It doesn't matter. That is God's law. I'll give you an example. You have the law of gravity, right? The law of gravity. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or a non-Christian. If you jump on top of the building, you're going to fall down, right? Doesn't matter if you're good, if you're bad, whatever. That's the law of gravity. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how great you are. Doesn't matter how bad you are. You're going to fall. Those are God's laws. He has produced laws in in the land. Certain things that if you do this, he will bless you with this. If you do that, you will have this. If you do that, you will have pain, right? There's certain things. Now, it doesn't matter if you're good, if you're bad, if it doesn't matter. Understand that. I talked to a person one time, and he was so bitter. He was a Christian, and he was so bitter. He told me, I just don't understand. I've been going to church. God, I've been being good. And then I see some evil people. They have money. They're getting blessed with money. I don't understand. Why? Why not me? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. It just doesn't matter. The law, okay? That doesn't mean they're going to heaven, right? That doesn't mean they have forgiveness. That doesn't mean they have Jesus. But the law is the law. Understand that. Remember that. I want you to go with me. Grab your Bibles. And I'm gonna do some teaching this morning. I'm not gonna preach so hard, but I'm gonna teach you guys because these are key factors. Spilled my coffee. These are some key factors, okay? Go to Luke 6:38. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. You know what? I'll do you one better. Why don't you go to the website? It's up there. Put up the website. Chapter 6, verse 38 says this. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you give, you use, it will be measured to you. With the measure you give, it will be given to you. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Running over. Not just a little bit, but running over. Just like my coffee spilt over, God wants to bless you way over, right? Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Now, I'm going to teach you about tithing. Watch this. Scripture, it's right up there, Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe to the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open floodgates of heaven and pour out so much of a blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. The tithe. What is the tithe? That's the 10%. 10%. Your first fruit, your first 10% of your income should go to God. Should always go to God. Always. That's what I do. Okay? And I'm going to teach you why. Okay? I'm going to teach you why. That doesn't make sense to you, but watch this. Watch this. Let's see these apples right here. Hold on to them real quick. I want to go somewhere real quick with you. Go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Watch. I'm going to teach you guys something. I'm going to teach you why this is it. Why this is the law of God. Okay? Now, we've touched a little bit on the seeds. And when you sow a seed, right, God produces something, right? When you put a seed in the ground, right, it produces something. Something's going to flourish. Now, if you put a seed of an apple is going to grow. If you put a seed of a pear is going to grow, right? A watermelon. Not vice versa, not the other way around. No, it is what it is, right? Ida produced a seed for God. God said, do not spend that, but put it into a seed. And look what happened. She was obedient to the word. She didn't know why. She didn't know how, but she was obedient. Because she did that, God produced a miracle upon her life, right? God paid $1,000 for her tuition, her whatever it is, right? Her schooling. Watch it. Watch why. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And this is Jesus, okay? He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seeds on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. Tell your neighbor, I'm gonna get a harvest. I'm about to get a harvest. See, it says right there, Jesus was saying, you put a seed in the ground, you do not know how it's going to grow, right? We don't know exactly how it grows. We just put it in there. We know if we water it and we plant whatever you're planting, it's going to grow, right? We don't know why, right? But God put it this way. Again, he said, verse 30, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. Okay, you put a little seed. Okay, go to Genesis, the very first chapter. Go to Genesis. It's right at the beginning. Right at the beginning of the book. Genesis. You can't go wrong on that one. Okay, watch this. Now stay there. Can we get those apples right there? I want to do this, okay? Can we pass one apple? Okay, don't eat it until I tell you, okay? Don't be eating all the apples. Make sure there's a seed. Is there a seed on it? Give her one with a seed. Grab a seed on it. All right. Beautiful. Okay. Make sure you got a seed, all right? Now, while you grab it, okay, while you have it, take a little bite off of it. Don't take a little bite off the seed. Just wait on the seed, okay? Take a little bite off of it. Hold the seed, okay? Right? Hopefully these are good apples. I picked them out of my yard. I'm just kidding. I don't have any apple tree. Yeah. I know I'm a Mexican, but I don't have a lemon tree, okay? I know. I wish I did. You know what? I wish I had a tapatio tree because I love tapatio, and that I would eat all the time. So, okay, take a little bite off of it, and do not throw away the seed, okay? Listen to me. Take a little bite off of it. Does it taste pretty good? It's pretty good. Okay. That's your harvest. Okay? That is the harvest. The apple is the harvest. Somebody planted the seed and produced a harvest, right? It produced a loving harvest. Take a little bite out of the apple. Hold on to the seed. Now, I want you to do something for me, okay? If you have already taken a bite out of the apple, take a bite out of the seed. Just the seed. Eat the seed. You can spit it. You can spit it. You can spit it back out if you don't like it, but just take a little bite off the seed. Right? You're like, really? Eat the seed? It's weird. Yeah. It's pretty bitter, huh? I see all you guys' faces. You're like, eat the seed? Pastor, are you crazy? Okay. It's pretty bitter, right? The seed is not meant for you to eat. Understand that the seed... No, it's fine. The seed is not meant for you to eat it, right? That is your 10%. That is your seed. It's not meant for you to keep it. It's not meant for you to consume it. It's meant for you to plant it. That is your 10%. That is your tithe. You see, when you have your tithe, when you have your money and you keep it and you don't give it to God, that little 10%, that's all he's asking. He said, you can eat all the harvest, but don't eat the seed. That is your seed. Plant it. Where? Plant it in the church. Plant it in God's kingdom. Why? Because it's going to produce a harvest in your life. What Ida did, she planted her seed and it produced a harvest. Now, if she would have kept her seed, she wouldn't have got the harvest. She wouldn't have got the blessing. The seed is not meant for you to consume it. This bitter. You eat the seed, it's going to be bitter in your life. You're putting bitterness upon your life. Understand that. God meant for you to eat the harvest. You have all this harvest. That little 10% is God's. Why? So he can put it back in your life and produce a bigger harvest. Do you guys get that? This was first planted in the Garden of Eden, in the very first chapter. Nobody's ever taught it to you this way. Listen to this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Verse 27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. Okay? Now watch this. Go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Or you know what? Just stop right there. I'm going to tell you. Okay? Because you already know this. Okay? God said he give you every bearing fruit, right, that has seed in it, right? Now, what happened? He said one little thing. The whole kingdom, the whole palace, the whole Garden of Eden was theirs. They had rule and dominion over everything, everything. But what did he say? He commanded this one thing. You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die. One thing. What was that? That was the 10%. Do not touch the 10%. Do not touch it. That is mine. That is for me to reproduce more for you. Do not touch it. They had everything, everything. That was the fall of man. The fall. Why? Because it was bitter. They took that which was not theirs. it was not theirs. God gave them everything. He had given them a harvest. He had given them everything, a big harvest, but he said, do not touch this seed. That was the beginning. That was the very beginning. That 10% is God's. That 10% is God's. That first fruit is God's. Why? Because he wants to reproduce some great things in your life. And that gurus and all these great rich people, they one thing they have in common, they always teach you, give back. Give to charities, give to churches, give to people. I don't know what it is about it, but just give back. Because when you give back, something happens. That's what happens. That's what happens. Now, why is it that our church people, why are we getting left behind? Why? Your seed, bitter. No, put it back into the kingdom. See, I've been blessed, and time after time I get blessed, and years after years and after years, I'm telling you, Christians would sit there and look at me and like, they get all mad at me because I'm getting blessed. Listen, I'm putting God's word into my life. When I do what he tells me to do, I get blessed. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You don't have to understand the full version of how it grows, how he's going to do it. The world doesn't understand it. I just gave you the scriptures. I just gave you what God is saying. Apply it in your life. You want to have an abundance of money, an abundance of things in your life? You want to have blessings overflowing? Use that. He said, back to Luke 6, given it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use it, it will be measured to you. That's right there. That's scripture. That is scripture. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. You want to be blessed? I'm giving it to you. I'm telling you what this is. I'm so excited. Okay? And listen, I don't want your money. I could care less. I could care less. Understand, because God is blessing me. Because I'm putting these key points into his word and he keeps blessing me. I moved into a house that I didn't pay for 3 months. Free of rent, with a pool, with everything. I didn't pay for nothing. I got the vehicle of my dreams. Why? I keep doing these things. God keeps opening doors. Why? I give my money to him. My first, the very first thing that when I get my check, I said, do not spend it. I tell my wife, because she goes to the bank. So do not spend it. Do not spend anything before we give our first fruit. Give our first fruit. Because that's our seed. He keeps blessing me abundantly, abundantly, abundantly. Let's talk about talents. Right? The same goes with your talents. Right? Because giving is more than just money, right? Giving goes beyond that. Give of your talents and give of your time. Right? When you do that, God will bless you. Your talents. Do you understand that? How many people that are famous right now, a bunch of pop stars, singers, actors, okay? It was a blessing for me to see all the kids dancing and stuff. It is a blessing. And as we get bigger and bigger, I want them to have plays. I want them to have music. I want the kids to use their talents. You know why? Because when you give God your talent, he'll produce something. You give what little you have. God, I don't have anything. I give you what I have. There's a story in the Bible where Jesus is out there and there's 5,000 people and he's preaching on the mountain and he sees the 5,000 people and there's no stores, right? There's no McDonald's, there's no Burger King, right? And the people are hungry. This little kid brings 5 loaves, 2 fishes. That's all they had. 5,000 people. This little kid, that's all he had. That was his to eat. It's a long journey before they get to town. This little kid, that's all he had. He brought it to Jesus. He said, here, this is all I have, but you can use it. You can feed your people. He gave what he had to God. What did God do? God began to multiply it. He began to multiply it. He fed 5,000 people, plus he had over. He had baskets. They went home with baskets, big baskets of food. God will take whatever little you have, whatever little talent, whatever little giving that you have, whether it's setting up a church or whatever little you give back to God's kingdom, he will produce it and make it big. He will make it big for you in your life, anything, your talent. See, there's a lot of celebrities right now. I can name a whole bunch of them, okay? There's a lot of celebrities, a lot of singers. They started in the church. They started singing in the church, right? Whitney Houston, Katy Perry, James Brown, you know. All these people, Justin, the list goes on, Justin Bieber, whatever. All these kids started in the church. They give what little they had to God and produced a harvest in their lives. Does that mean they're saved or anything? I'm not saying that. Understand that. But the law is the law. God's truth, no matter what you do with it later on in your life, doesn't matter. His word is truth. He doesn't lie. So what little you bring to him, what little talent, what he begins to produce it into something big. All these talented people look back at their history and in their life, and they started in the church. They gave their talents in the church. God multiply it to what they are now. Now, whether they got and forgot about him, that's up to them, right? But God doesn't lie. He says what he says he's going to do. He does it. He never lies to us. Whether we keep our promises, but God keeps his promises. Understand that. Does that make sense to you guys? Now, see, when you get involved in God's business, God will get involved in your business. See, when you get involved in God's vision and be a blessing, God will get involved in your vision and be a blessing to you. See, those kids that became famous and all that, they got involved in what God was doing. They got involved, and he used them. And he gave them their dreams, right? He gave them their dreams. When you get involved in what God is trying to do, he gets involved. Your dreams will align with it. It really will. It really will. See, your dreams of having your own business, a great job, or whatever, the harvest, God is trying to produce a harvest for you. Put some work into God's kingdom. You want to have a great business or a great job or something like that, and you can say, well, I don't have no money or I don't have no, then put some work in God's kingdom. Watch what he does. Watch what he does. You have a little talent. See, when I first became a Christian, I didn't even know I can rap. I rapped, right? And I thought I was all right, whatever, you know. I didn't have much, but that's what I had for God. I said, God, I don't have much. This is my talent. Use it. He began to produce it, right? Doors opened. I got into some big places. I got into some large crowds. I played in different places. God began to open doors and more and more and more and more, right? I produced albums. I did all these things. Why? Because I put what little I had, I gave to God, and God produced it into a bigger blessing. Bigger blessing to all these TV spots, to everything. It was little. I didn't know what it was going to produce. I didn't know it was going to become this big harvest. I didn't know that. Right now, what I'm doing right now might be a small seed. Might be a small seed, right? But watch God produce it into a big harvest. Why? Because I've been laboring. Why? Because I've been putting in. I've been putting in work. I came here last night. I set up and I was praising God all by myself. It was amazing. It was amazing. I said, God, I'm going to praise you. Right? What little I have, I give to God. And he produces it into something big and great. So trust God. Put your faith into action and trust God. Give him. Give. Give back, right? Whenever we're doing something for the people, I want to reach the people, because a lot of them are sick, a lot of them are hurting, a lot of them have pain. I want to reach them. Whenever we're doing these things, put your time and effort into it. Watch what God does with it. And guess what? It always blesses your heart when you give, right? It always blesses your heart. It really does. You see a homeless guy and he has nothing to eat or whatever, and you give him something to eat, it blesses you. There's something about it. It begins to bless you. God sees it, and God will bless you even more. When you put your effort into God, what he's trying to tell you, what he's trying to do in your life, watch. He can make your dreams come true. What are your dreams? What are your dreams? If it's having a big business, put some work in his kingdom. You're like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. But God will produce it. Watch. Because you're putting in labor. You're laboring. And God will produce that for you. If you have a talent, put it in the church. You know, put it in the church. But I want you guys to do it. I want you guys. This is you. This will be your harvest that God is trying to. And then the haters can hate all they want. Right? You can look back and say, man, look at all my blessings. Look at all my big harvest field that God has blessed me with. And then they can look at you and like, oh, you're not supposed to have a lot of stuff because you're a Christian. What? My God owns everything. Yes, I am. My God owns everything. It's amazing. A lot of pastors don't like to talk about money. They don't like to talk about these things. But guess what? Who better is for us to have money? You guys. Why? Because you're going to do good with it. Right? While everybody else is out there popping bottles and throwing monies on strippers and all this, right? You can do something great. You can bless some family. You can bless the poor. You can build a shelter for some homeless. You can do great things with it. So yes, God wants to bless you. Don't think, well, I'm not worthy. None of us are worthy. Understand that. None of us are worthy of his blessings. None of us, okay? But that doesn't, he is good. Why? Because he is God. Not because we're good, but because he's God. That's why he does things. Understand that. Well, I've done some bad things in my life. Who cares? Who cares? We're not good. Nobody's good. Nobody's perfect. It's because he is God. That's why his word will go forth. He wants to produce a harvest in this place. He wants to produce a harvest in your life, in each and one of you. You got to do it his way. Do it his way. Do it his way. Right? Do it his way and watch what he does in your life. Watch it. He will produce something great. He will produce a big harvest in your life. He will turn it around. I was asking God, I'm like, God, our people keep struggling. Our people keep struggling. What's it going to take, God? Here's the answer. This is the answer. Apply it in your life. Now, I was begging some people to come this morning. I was begging some people to come. They might have been halfway drunk. They might have, you know, or you know, just kind of sleepy eye and stuff. And I had to lay down. I mean, I was kind of mean. But listen, I grabbed them and I said, listen, God wants to produce a harvest in your life. He wants to change your life. He wants to do better for your family. See, these people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, but they're not willing to take the first step. What's the first step? Come and receive God's instructions. That's the first step. Then apply it and see what he does. People can complain and say, oh, well, I've been praying, God, and he doesn't do anything. No, no, come. Listen to what he's trying to do in your life. Listen to what he's saying in your life. What good is it to pray and not listen? What good? Right? Come. Some people next time. Grab him. Say, man, you just don't understand. God wants to do something great in your life. But you must listen to his instructions. If somebody asked me, hey, which way is it to California? Right? And they're lost. And I tell them, you know what? It's that way. I point them out to the right direction, right? I go, just take the freeway. Just go all the way straight. It's gonna lead you to California, right? And if they say, I don't know. I don't want to. That's what people do, right? They're complaining about their life. They're looking for a direction in their life, right? And then you point them, Jesus, come to church. It's right there. I don't know. It's right there. The answer is right there. God wants to direct you. God wants to instruct you to the right directions, right? God is a good God. When he first created Adam and Eve, what he created with goodness. He gave everything. He said you have dominion over all living creatures, over everything on this earth. Just do not touch this. This is my 10%. This is what's going to produce your blessing. And they fail. Right? They didn't keep his instructions. Plans are good for us. God's plans are always good for us. He's not a God, and no. We get ourselves in trouble because we don't listen to his instructions. It's not God punishing us. It's us making those mistakes because we're not listening to him, right? It's like that person. He's like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go that way. I'm going to go that way and go to California. I'm going to go east. But no, you're going the wrong way, right? That's what we do. God is like, go this way. He's like, I don't know, God. I think it's better this way. God, his word is good. His plans are good. His plans are good for our lives. Our flyers. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's good to people. Now it is up to them to listen. It is up to them. It truly is. All we can do is invite them to church. All we can do is, God, right? It's up to them. I know it's up to them. If they want change in their life, they must take that first step. They must first take this, the first step. But God's plans are good. This is what he's saying. Give. Give. Give of your time. If you're working all the time or whatever, give of your money. If you don't have a job, give of your time. If you have a talent, give of your talent. Give to God. If you have a dream, watch it. Watch how it's going to come to harvest when you give. It's no secret. It's right here in the Bible. These big gurus, you pay thousands of dollars for these seminars, and they tell you all this stuff, how to make money, how to do this. And they all, if you ever gone to either one, or if you ever listened to one of the richest people in the world, they all give. Now, they might be jerks and all, whatever. It doesn't matter. The law is the law of God. It doesn't matter. What he says is going to go forth. Doesn't mean they're going to heaven, right? This is not what he says. They have to ask for forgiveness and come to Jesus Christ, right, for them to go to heaven. But still, it's kind of like the law of gravity. That's God's law. That's what he says. Now put it in your life and see if he doesn't produce a big harvest. Tell your neighbor, I'm about to get a big harvest. I'm about to receive a huge harvest. That's right. I believe that. See, I've been laboring hard. I've been putting in God's work. I've been putting it in. Now watch. Watch what God does in my life. I guarantee you. And haters are going to hate, and they're going to be like, well, why him? Why him, God? He just barely started. Why him? Why? Because I'm a hard worker. I don't care what I have to do. I will do it for God. It doesn't matter to me. I will die trying. I will work hard for God. Watch how he blesses me, amen? Watch it. Do the same for God, and watch how he blesses you. His plans are great. His plans are good. Watch. Put this into your life and see what he does in your life. Amen? Give God some praise. That was lame. That was lame. Give God some praise. Come on. This is from the series of Power of Three. Okay? Go back to, if you missed anything, go back to the website and begin to listen. Because the first step was commit to God. The second was praise and now giving. Giving of your time, of your talents financially for God to produce a harvest. God wants you to sow seeds so that you may reap the harvest. Amen? When you get involved in God's plan, he will get involved in your dreams. You know, some people started off doing big little sales at church, and they were just doing whatever, and then it turned into big businesses, little things. Whatever little you have, give to God. Watch. Just watch it. Watch it. Amen? Watch it. I guarantee you, put it into use and see what God does.